horrifying the way the man could turn her inside out with no more than a look. "What are you staring at?" "I like looking at you." The simple phrase, delivered with that musical hint of Ireland, was a power all its own. "Yeah?" She angled her head. Relaxed by the idea of having the entire evening to do nothing but be with him, enjoy him, she let him nibble on her knuckles. "So, you want to fool around?" Amused, he set his glass down and, watching her, ran his hand up the long line of her leg to where the slit in her narrow skirt ended at the hip. "Pervert, cut it out!" "You asked." "You have no shame!" But she laughed and handed him back his glass. "Half the people in this fancy joint of yours have their spyglasses on this box. Everybody wants a look at Rourke. They're looking at my very nifty wife, the homicide cop who brought me down." She sneered at that, as he knew she would. It gave him the opening to lean over and sink his teeth lightly into her soft bottom lip. "Keep it up," she warned. "We'll have to sell tickets." "We're still basically newlyweds. It's perfectly acceptable for newlyweds to neck in public places." "Like you care what's acceptable." She put a hand on his chest, nudged him back to a safe distance. "So, you've packed them in tonight. I guess you figured you would." She turned back to look out on the audience again. She didn't know much about architecture or design, but the place dripped with class. She imagined Rourke had employed the best minds and talents available to rehab the old building into its former glory. People wandered in and out of the enormous, multi-level theater during the break, and the sound of their voices rose in a low roar of humanity. Some were dressed to kill, so to speak. Others were decked out in the casual wear of air boots and oversized retro flak jackets that were all the rage that winter. With its soaring, muraled ceilings, its miles of red carpet and acres of gilt. The theater itself had been redone to Rourke's exacting specifications. Everything he owned was done to his specifications, and, Eve thought, he owned damn near everything that could be owned in the known universe. It was something she still wasn't used to, something she doubted she'd ever be fully comfortable with. But that was Rourke, and they'd taken each other for better or worse. In the years since they'd met, they'd had more than their share of both. "It's a hell of a place you've got here, pal. I didn't get the full punch of it from the hollow models." "Models only provide the structure and elements of ambience. A theater needs people, the smell and sound of them, to have impact." "I'll take your word for it." "What made you pick this play for the opening? It's a compelling story, and, I think, has timeless themes as the best stories do. Love, betrayal, murder, all in a layered and untidy package, and it's a stellar cast." "And it all has your stamp on it." "Still, Leonard Vohl's guilty." She narrowed her eyes at the shimmering red and gold drawn curtain, as if she could see through it to measure and judge. "His wife's a very cool customer, with some trick up her sleeve. The lawyer guy's good." "Barrister," Rourke corrected. "The play takes place in London, mid-20th century. Barristers plead criminal cases in that particular system." "Whatever. The costumes are cool. And authentic, circa 1952. When Witness for the Prosecution came out on film, it was a huge hit, and it's proven an enduring one. They had a stellar cast then, too." He had it on disc, of course. Rourke had a particular fondness for the black-and-white films of the early and mid-20th century. Some saw black-and-white as simple and clear-cut. He saw shadows. That, he thought, his wife would understand very well. "They've done a good job casting actors who reflect the original players while maintaining their own style," he told her. "We'll have to watch the movie sometime, so you can judge for yourself." He, too, scanned the theater. However much he enjoyed an evening out with his wife, he was a businessman. The play was an investment. "I think we're in for a good long run with this." "Hey, there's Mira!" Eve leaned forward,